On Wednesday, Utah Republican Senator Brian Chiazawa introduced a non-binding resolution encouraging protection of civil liberties and freedoms of all Americans, including legal immigrants and refugees. It came during a tense time for some immigrant communities in the state. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
Speaking before the Senate Economic Development and Workforce Services Committee, Senator Chiazawa talked about his family connection to this resolution. His grandfather emigrated from Japan and worked on the railroads in Helper, Utah.
Now, my wife, on the other hand, is descended from a lady named Dinah D.H. Young, who was one of the plural wives of Brigham Young. And, of course, her ancestors came as a result of what? Religious persecution.
Chiazawa says this non-binding resolution is a statement to showcase the legislature's and Governor Herbert's commitment to protecting diversity, religious freedoms, and civil liberties of Utahns. Republican Committee Chair Jacob Anderegg recalled his grandfather, whose family came from Switzerland to Utah to practice the LDS faith.
We're all descendants of immigrants, and we can't exclude some who are desperately in need at the sake of wanting to ensure that we don't have any people coming here who may have alternative motives.
The idea for the resolution came from Governor Herbert, but it's being discussed just days after the Trump administration released new priorities for which undocumented immigrants should face deportation, a move that is expected to dramatically expand deportation efforts. Chiazawa says the resolution is meant to emphasize civility, not criticize the actions of the Trump administration.
As far as I'm concerned, it's just a timely issue.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 passed out of committee unanimously. It now moves to the full Senate for consideration. Eric Newman, KUER News.